yet, if only listening to Michelle Ward. Here with you weekdays from 10 through to 1. Now, I'm joined in the studio by my very special guest. Now, I remember Ben came in to see me. I think it must be about 3 or 4 years ago. I thought I'd only been here a year. Quite a long time ago. So I'm joined in the studio by the lovely Ben Marcus from the Ben Marcus Band. So hello, love.
Hi there.
It's lovely to see your third visit to... it's now Eat My Brunch.
Oh, right.
And you come in once a year.
Yes.
Right. It's like an anniversary.
It is, yeah.
Now, introduce me to your other two band members here.
This is Rittini, or shortened to Tini. She's on guitar and vocals.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hiya.
And over in the corner, we've got Alan on guitar.
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Hello. Alan's got the amp.
He has, yeah.
He's got the power.
He's got to be louder than everybody else. Yeah, it's a male thing.
Tell everybody about the Ben Marcus Band, and then we'll find out more about you, because you've got really interesting history, and you do loads of other things besides music. So when did you actually first sort of set, let's go right the way back in time, when did you first pick up the guitar and start singing?
When I was 11.
Yeah.
I didn't sing for 10 years. Mm. I was just a guitarist.
Yeah.
And I was a guitarist in a rock and roll band.
Yeah.
Which is... It's funny because I never thought of that as serious, but I earned more money with that than a lot of the others because we were so busy. But it was a bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
I liked rock and roll, but it wasn't really what I was into. But I met Alan when I was 13, 14.
Yep.
There was this music store in Luton where everybody used to go and congregate. And he was my mentor.
Mm.
And, you know, he used to clip my ear when I got out of hand.
Dear.
No, actually, he never did that. But he used to buy me bacon butties when we went up to the cafe and we got kicked out of the shop.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lovely place. And the music was incredible there, wasn't it?
Oh, it was, yeah.
You'll have to, if you want to speak, you'll have to pick the microphone up. We'll get right to the walls. Otherwise, you sound like you're very far away.
Yeah,
you have to turn it. You have to, yeah.
See, everybody listening doesn't know he's out in the car.
No. he's not allowed in the studio.
His amp is so damn big. He's got a Marshall stack there.
Isn't it? That's very small. What is that actually? The little.
You have to speak
right into the mic.
Digital amplifier, which just lifts the volume very, very slightly.
Yeah.
When I'm playing, and it's also you can sort of do direct recording from it.
Yeah.
It's got recording software inside it.
Oh, right.
Don't go directly into the computer or whatever. It's quite a clever piece of kit.
Yeah, it's like a little radio. It's great, isn't it?
Amplifier.
It's no bigger than a. Sort of portable radio.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Now, I wanted to ask you, the band, when did you actually get the Ben Marcus Band together? When did that actually happen?
1983.
Yeah, and what? So you were doing stuff, obviously, before that, because from 11.
Yeah.
You're slightly older than 11 now, only just. what kind of things were you listening to around the time that you sort of kind of formed the Ben Marcus Band, and what influences do you think you have?
I was still getting the influence from the progressive rock scene from the 60s. Jethro Tull, Led Zeppelin, and those were the Beatles, the primary. In fact, if it wasn't for the Beatles, I don't think I'd be in music.
Yeah.
That had a huge impact because they were so very, very different. It's hard to realise now what a change they made to everything, but they did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wanted to be like John Lennon, even bought a Rickenbacker, you know, and just... and that was the first one. But then even the Beatles changed.
Yeah.
And that was something that the others didn't. I mean, I saw the Stones the other night, and they were brilliant.
Yeah.
I was a little bit worried about whether it's going to sound bad.
I thought you were going to say the frailty, or whether they're going to snap to pieces on the stage.
Seeing Mick Taylor up there.
Yeah.
And just about every track they did was one of my favourites.
Yeah.
And it really was special.
Yeah.
But they didn't change so much over the years. Beatles kept evolving.
Mm.
I wouldn't say reinventing themselves, but... they did change. Yeah. When you look at the early stuff to the last, it's hard to think it's the same band.
Yeah.
And they took the British music scene along with them.
Yeah.
And so they were the first. The other progressive ones I mentioned, I didn't like disco that much.
Oh, how terrible.
I know.
Alan's just giving me a dirty look then. Did you not like disco, Alan, by any chance?
Not particularly.
No, there we go. He didn't have his... was it? Well, there used to be like lycra leggings. Not that you wouldn't remember, but you lycra leggings with the high heels.
I was into that. Yeah. I was fine with the lycra leggings, but just not the music.
But just not outside the house.
And not quite an afro, but I used to be able to tuck my hair in my trousers.
Yeah.
As real. Have you got video camera? No.
No, so you'll be fine, don't worry.
I have the cropped look now. Yeah.
So the first song you're going to play, and we're going to be talking about the album and also about the charity single you've got coming out and about the books. So you're going to play live in the studio for us today. Is this now, how many people are normally in the band? Because you've got three people here today.
Well, the three of us here, we do some gigs and we do the radio shows.
Yep.
When the money's available, I don't know how else to put it, we put a bass and drums in as well.
Yeah.
And sometimes if we have lots of money, the sax player comes too.
Yeah.
But she needs a lot of money. But
yeah, they always
really
do sax players, don't they?
I know.
And you've got a lot of family. You've got a massive family as well, don't you? They're musicians, aren't
I have
they?
Four children.
Yeah.
And all of them have played or sung in the band.
Yeah.
And you'll hear them when we do some of the tracks. When you play some of the recorded tracks.
Yeah, okay, right, this is you live. Can you tell us a little bit about this before you play it?
Yes, it's called Got to Get Around You. I wrote this with old-time friend Isabel Fulcher, and she came up with the lyric, and I really don't know. I hope it's not about me, but it might be, but I doubt it.
Excellent. Here's the Ben Marcus Band. It's catchy. It's very, very catchy. I like that. That's
thank
lovely.
You.
And a lovely bit of guitar there from all of you, but especially Alan.
Yeah.
Just give you a little look. You're welcome, Alan. Right, we've got to have a quick break, and then we're going to be coming back, and we'll hear more from Ben Marcus, and we're going to be playing the charity single as well, and we'll be talking about his book writing, because he's written some books as well. He's a very, very busy man. Very busy man.
Hey.
Right, I'm still joined in the studio by my guest today. I've got Ben Marcus from the Ben Marcus Band. That's a good, easy one to remember there, isn't it?
It is a bit.
Well, it is, instead of calling it something else. Now, are you going to be doing another live number for us? But before we do, we can have three songs from Ben today. Before we do that, you have also written books, besides the fact of like running, you know, your band and having your musical children. You've written a couple of books. So just tell everybody a little bit about the books and how they're doing, actually.
The first one was Greta.
Yeah.
And that's about a woman who I knew growing up. She was, everybody in the village thought she was Austrian.
Yeah.
And they thought her and her husband were both Austrian. When I was in my 40s, she told me that she was actually a German Jew. She'd been in Auschwitz, and her husband was a camp guard.
Yeah.
And he faked her death. They escaped together and got through Germany, through France, and ended up in a small English village and lived the rest of their lives there.
Yeah.
And it's her story.
Yeah.
I wrote it and was pushing it to literary agents and publishers in 2009. And I was getting mixed responses, some of them good, and then it would peter off. So I gave it a bit of a rest and went and did another album. And then German publishers contacted me, said they'd seen it on the internet, on a story about it. Could they have a look? I said, yep, sent it off. And within 7 days, they agreed to publish it. So they did that. And then it actually started selling. I've got some royalties from
excellent,
it.
Excellent.
That was a real surprise. And they said, have you got anything else? And I said, well, I've got this autobiography, which is music-based. It isn't really an autobiography in the general sense. It's about music and surviving at the bottom end.
Yeah.
That first album I did was on Pi, and that was actually quite successful. But it's sort of been downhill ever since. And it's about that. It's about turning up to gigs in an old Astra van and opening the tailgate, and the bass player falls out. And that actually did happen, and all these incidents like that are in there.
Mm.
And then it goes right through, and one by one, my children joining. Melanie was the first.
Yeah.
Features quite heavily on the album we brought in. And then Julia did a lot of backing vocals with her sister. She was never that keen on doing the lead, but that's fine.
Yeah.
And then Sean became a guitarist. He's my eldest boy. And the youngest, Benji, who looks a bit like Hagrid.
All right.
He did. He's actually had his hair cut recently.
Yeah.
He did look like a real hippie.
All right.
And he's a drummer.
Yeah.
So he's done percussion live. and he actually sings on a couple of the tracks on Further On Down the Road.
Yeah.
So yeah, they've all been involved.
Excellent.
And they all love telling me what to do.
Yeah.
And they all love bossing me around, and I don't know, they might be listening, but... Mm.
Well, they will be to the playback.
I know.
Hello, kids. Daddy loves you.
Yes, he does.
Thank you very much to Bob there. He snuck in like a tea fairy. Did
he
you
did.
See? He's so quiet in the studio with his little cup of tea, and he came in and gave us
tea
all a cup
what?
Of tea fairy.
Tea,
oh, sorry.
No,
he's a tea man, sorry.
Tea ninja.
Sorry. Said the wrong thing. Obviously, Bob got very offended. Never mind.
Tea ninja.
Right. Now, we've got another live track coming up from you.
Yes, this is on... Oh, I forget which album this one's on. This is on... Further On Down the Road.
And what's this one called?
The track is called Life Is Cruel.
Excellent. Here we go. Here's the Ben Marcus Band. More live music.
We're all getting ready. Recall how it began, the details are hazy, and even now, thinking back, I must have been crazy. It started so fine, like roses and wine, like a dream you'd never believe. But something will die, I can't say just why. Life is cruel. Before she left, she passed a note from under the table. I never thought to ask out loud, was she mentally stable? Oh, it started so fine, like roses and wine, like a dream you'd never believe. But something will die, I can't say just why. Life is cruel.